And now, the life of Mary Southern. If you've ever been seated on a nice round keg of dynamite, you'll be able to appreciate the position Mary and Max are in today. Gerald Proust and Merlin Davis had incited the townspeople against Max, and the resentment had reached a point where a meeting was called to vote Max out as town manager. Mary won the support of the women, and they managed to have the meeting postponed. The men were furious about this postponement, and Mary's one hope had been that Mr. Barton would arrive as he promised and close a deal with Max, which would put Sanders back on its feet and reinstate Max with the people. Well, several trains arrived from Chicago Friday, but Mr. Barton wasn't on any of them. The sun is shining brightly in the home of Gerald and Henrietta Proust. They're reading the morning newspaper and gloating over Max's predicament.
Well, Henrietta, the Sentinel certainly gave it a nice spread.
Yes?
Listen to this. Max Sanders fails to keep his promise to the town. Manager of the Sanders interests unable to account for failure to close million-dollar factory proposition. Marvelous, marvelous. Couldn't have written better myself.
Simply perfect, Gerald. And now you can step in and contact Mr. Barton.
Yeah, that's exactly what I intend doing.
Well, why don't you do it?
Henrietta, you can't just rush into something. I'm working carefully from now on.
Well, it's about time. You and Merlin Davis almost let the Sanders interest slip right through your fingers.
It wasn't my doing. Davis did a slipshoddish job at that meeting.
If you consulted me, I might have been able to tell you which way the wind was blowing.
Oh, let's not go into that. It blew the right way for us when Barton didn't keep his appointment with Max Sanders Friday. Henrietta, I'm big enough to admit Davis and I were whipped. If Max Sanders had put over that deal, the whole town would have been patting him on the back.
Well, he didn't, and they certainly aren't in a patting mood today.
Oh, the men will hold another meeting. I'll see that's done immediately. And Max Sanders will be voted out on his ear.
He'll lose every bit of control that he has, then?
Practically. He'll still have his stock, but I think we can take care of that.
You can if you listen to me, Gerald. His sister is the pawn to play there. The doctor has told him repeatedly that he must go to Switzerland for treatment if he ever expects to walk again.
Don't you suppose I know that, Henrietta? You almost sold me his stuff to get money for her before. Then this factory proposition came up, spoiled everything.
Well, it's really made it better for us, Gerald. Now the people are simply wild. They'll run the two of them out of town.
It'll be good riddance.
Oh, I have marvelous plans for the town. We could operate as they do in England on those huge estates. Sort of landed gentry, you know.
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, over there, an aristocratic couple will own a whole community. The people all work for one couple and pay rent to them.
But we won't own the whole town. How can we make everyone work for us?
It could be done. Once you have control of all the mill stock, little by little, you could buy up the land.
Eh? That would make us boss here, wouldn't it?
You're finally starting to see what I mean. Why, we'd have absolute say in everything.
Uh-huh. Sounds pretty good financially. I could make a lot of money if I ran everything.
We will, too. I think Providence meant us to have Sanders, Gerald. It's worked out that way. Mr. Barton's daughter just happening to be a friend of my niece's. That gave us marvelous contact with the man.
Yes. Yes, maybe you're right. Providence, eh? That's a nice thought, Henrietta. Providence meant us to have Sanders. I like that idea, Henry. Makes everything I'm about to do seem all right. Yes, sir.
And while the Proust discussed a special providence to turn the tables in their direction, that same guiding power is at work in a crowded railroad station in Chicago. Two men who have not seen one another for years have accidentally met, and are now seated over a cool drink in a restaurant nearby. The men are Jeffrey Barton and Dr. Louis DeRoy. Dr. Louis DeRoy, here in Chicago.
I can't believe it.
Oh, what's so very strange about that, Jeffrey? Everyone comes to America at some time.
Yes, of course, but that we should have met like this, just as I was leaving town.
Well, let's blame it on Providence. But what about your train?
Oh, there are other trains. No, I will say you're the only one who could have kept me from this important engagement.
I'm honored. What do you say we drink to what is, I sincerely hope, a pleasanter future than your past?
Ah, thank you, Louis.
Your American wine is excellent. Tastes quite like the port we used to have in that That little restaurant in Bern.
Yeah, I remember that tavern. Mm-hmm. Quaint little place. Is it still there?
Oh, yes. Our country remains much the same. Faces change, but the old landmarks, they stay.
Yes, I suppose. It is only the people who come and go.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, my good friend. We must not be bitter.
No, I try not to be bitter.
You have never been back, have you, Jeffrey?
Not since, well, since that time. Someday I'd like to make a trip with Laura. She'd enjoy it under different circumstances,
and I'm sure she would. How is this lovely daughter of yours?
Oh, Laura's in excellent health.
Yes.
Busy as can be. Wants to run my business for me.
Oh, these modern women. They amaze me.
They make you feel pretty antiquated at times.
Well, the world moves on. They've learned new ways. We all have, Jeffrey.
You're referring to your own science, Louis?
Yes. We doctors today can do things that would amaze the men of a century ago. Things we hardly dared dream have become realities.
I've read about some of the remarkable cures in your sanatorium recently. I wish those cures had been known 15 years ago.
A child must creep slowly at first. Then he learns to stand. Later, he begins to walk. It is the same with human knowledge. We must progress slowly. Rapid strides would throw us off balance entirely.
You're right, of course, but things would have been a good deal different. Well, perhaps it's just as well I don't question the workings of this universe.
We question often, but time teaches us that everything has its purpose.
Yes. Even that little dog.
Little dog?
Did that sound funny to you?
Well, it sounded, how do you say here in America? Screwy?
I believe that's the modern slang, meaning mentally unbalanced. But that statement about the dog had a sound meaning. Quite a story.
I should like to hear it.
Well, it has a counterpart in that verse about, for want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. And for want of a rider, the country was lost.
Huh? I see. And this little dog, like the nail, was the beginning of something that reached great proportions?
That's it. A few weeks ago, my car swerved to avoid hitting a puppy, ran into a tree.
Oh.
The tree was on the property of a young couple in the small town of Sanders.
Yes?
I was looking for a site for our new plant. The couple, Max Sanders and Mary Southern, his wife, showed me where Sanders was exactly the right town for my factory.
Remarkable. Hmm? And they had the authority to negotiate a proposition of this kind?
Yes. Man was the business manager of the town.
Oh, what a coincidence.
That or providence. This young couple needed assistance, too. Mr. Sanders was about to lose everything, including his job of running the town.
And the little dog that delayed you helped him?
I think he helped all of us.
I can understand that. You found a location for your factory.
I found something else, too. I found a certain simple sincerity, rare in the world today.
It's good to have one's faith revived, Jeffrey. Especially in the turmoil of these times.
The salvation of the world, as it is today, rests with just such people as this couple, their friends. Good, honest, everyday folk with the backbone of a nation.
Yeah, that is so very true. They deserve laurel leaves on their heads instead of bayonets in their hands.
Perhaps someday they will have. But I have strayed a little from my point. Meeting you today was an added link to that chain that started with the little dog.
Your meeting me continues this string of circumstances?
Yes, indeed.
I too am to be affected by the little dog? But how? Where could I possibly fit into this picture?
Max Sanders has a sister, Doctor, and she needs you.
Yes, Mr. Barton. Tulla Stratford, Max's sister, does need this famous doctor. But you mentioned Providence as having a hand in all of this. Well, we recall that some other people mentioned this same Providence. And we wonder who it is going to help. Max and Mary? Phyllis? or Mr. and Mrs. Proust. The Life of Mary Southern, radio's fascinating drama of one young woman's life. Mary Southern, married to a lovable old hoodlum, finds she must fight for the happiness she believes is hers. This true-to-life story is presented each weekday at this time by the makers of Artana toothpaste. To everyone who has not yet tried Artana, I-P-A-N-A, Artana toothpaste, we announce a free offer today. It's an offer that we cannot make after tomorrow. We tell you on these programs that Artana and massage helps make your gums firmer and healthier, the very basis of strong, bright teeth and an attractive smile. And millions of sparkling smiles the country over testify to the effectiveness of the famous Artana technique. We also make the statement that the very first time you use Artana with massage, you feel a tang, a tingling, glowing sensation that's absolutely exclusive with Artana and massage. And this unique tang tells you that you're waking up your lazy gums, speeding up the circulation just as setting up exercises speed up the circulation throughout your body. And so Artana and massage helps make your gums firmer and healthier. Well, you've probably said, I'd like to feel that tang and have an important indication that I was helping to make my gums healthier. Sometime I must try Artana and massage. But you've been putting it off. Don't put it off any longer. Don't postpone the moment when you feel the indication yourself that Artana and massage does stimulate your gums. Take the first step toward testing Artana and massage today. It won't cost you a nickel. You don't have to buy anything. We have a trial-sized tube of Artana. Not a large tube, but a small one. Especially for you who have not yet tried Artana and massage. We'll send you that trial tube absolutely free. All you do is mail your name and address today to Artana. I-P-A-N-A, Artana, Post Office Box 1077, Chicago, Illinois. Artana. Post Office Box 1077, Chicago, Illinois, and get your free small-size tube of Artana. So for healthier gums, brighter teeth, and a lovelier smile promptly, send for your free trial tube Artana today. Hurry before it's too late. Tomorrow is the last day.